Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
Right here on Miss J in the morning. Same God, if he did it before, he could do it again. If he did it before, he would do it again. Yes, it's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in. I'm so excited to start another day with you off in the right way, right here on Miss J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. It's Miss J hot shots, quick shots, better than the espresso in your cup. Yes, that's how we do it right here on Miss J in the morning, giving you exactly what you need, not all that filler, not all that fluff. Giving you the protein, giving you the good stuff, cutting away all the fat, cutting away all the other stuff. A lot of you guys are going through this thing called life, and it gets difficult. So my job right here on Ms. J in the morning is to push you, probe you, force you, encourage you, slap you into reality to get you to OD on positivity. Everything else has failed you. That's why you're in the situation you're in right now. So let's do what works. Positivity is the first step to living a longer and healthier and happier life, y'all. So if you want to make sure to find out what the secret is, the key is, what the it factor is, it's not you losing weight, although that will help de-stress you. It will not de-stress you. In a lot of situations, exercise will. But losing weight will help bring down the blood pressure and all the medical issues you have. It's not you needing more money, although you'll be able to take care of your bills, and you're thinking that that's what it is. But what your problem is that you're not taking the necessary steps to get started on that stuff. You can't lose weight. You can't get a better job. You can't have a better relationship. You can't even get married with a negative mind and a negative attitude. It only works with positivity. So you got to make sure to do it. Do it right. And how do you start off doing that? Every day, right here on Miss J in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions and also on iartistradio.com, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to DJ Abnormal. That's my boss, y'all. The best DJ on this side of the Mississippi. It'll be that side of the Mississippi because I'm on the West Coast and he's on the East Coast. But y'all know what I mean. The boy is bad. And shout out to all the other DJs out there on iartistradio.com. So if y'all want to listen to the best in hip-hop, R&B, soul, and neo-soul, y'all know what to do. Tune in to iartistradio.com. Download the TuneIn app, and you'll be able to listen on demand. Make sure you do so. So let's do a check-in. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Today's show is to remind you that he did it before, he can do it again. You made it through before, you can make it through again. You faced issues, complications, struggled before, and you made it. So why are you so fearful now? Why do you have issues now? Why is it that each and every time a problem comes, you have to throw a tantrum, you get frustrated, you stop combing your hair, you stop lotioning your feet, and you just look horrible. You just ashy, dry, thrown together. Ladies, you throw your hair in a ponytail. You don't even take the time to put any makeup on. Your face look all greasy. And then you're upset because you don't even have a man. Men, you're out there, you just throw on whatever. You're wrinkled. You didn't iron your clothes. Your hands are all ashy. You don't have any cologne on. Every single time you go through a situation, you do the same thing over and over and over again. Now, y'all know doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is what? Insanity. Get out of that rat race, that insane life that you're living. If you made it through a storm before, you'll make it through again. Nobody ever said there will not be any storm. So those of you who are looking for a life without any problems, you're definitely insane. You're definitely running after a rainbow, running after the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Y'all ever heard that? You'll never reach it. You'll never have a life without any problems. Your problems just switch. You have different problems in different areas. People think if they have more money, they'll have less problems, and that's not true. People think, well, if I have more money, I wouldn't have these issues. No, you wouldn't. You'll just have other issues. If I had a husband or somebody to help me in my house, or if I had someone to love, I wouldn't have these issues. No, you'll just have issues with another person. Don't lie to yourself and believe that a better life means a life without stress. There are stressors. Your issue is that you need a life with better choices. Making a choice to be positive in the situations make you live a happier life. Quit watching TV and thinking everybody is okay and it's always a happily ever after. You can be happily ever after, but that doesn't mean you won't get slapped with some challenges. You won't get slapped with some stress. slap with some difficulty, slap with some issues. You can have a happy life, but you'll never live a life without problems. It's a harsh reality. I know we don't want to fess up to it, but you will have problems in your life. If you're attached to people, if you're living on earth, if you're living in the world, everything is not going to go your way all the time. So what you need to focus on is, what is your reaction to these problems? How are you handling these issues? What are you doing to manage the stress that's brought about from your job? What are you doing to manage the stress that's brought on by being a single parent? What are you doing to manage the stress that's being brought on being single, period? Being an entrepreneur brings about stresses. Being a manager brings about stresses. Everything that you do can bring about stress, but how do you manage that stress? What do you do? What is your outlook? Look, what is your perception when you're in this situation? When a storm comes and you throw your hands up and just go run and hide, do you stand there? Do you fight? Do you stay calm or do you panic? Anybody that's been in an emergency drill or a real-life emergency situation, the first thing they tell you to do is what? Don't panic. When you're panicky, you don't think right. You're not using logic. You're all emotional. You're disoriented. You're going around. You might cause more harm than it is that you're in. For example, those of you who know how to swim or even don't know how to swim, if you ever talk to a lifeguard or seen it on TV, they always say, do not save somebody who is fighting. When they're about to drown in the water and they're kicking and they're screaming and they're fighting, they wait. And you're thinking, this person is drowning. Run in there. Save them now. The person in the water is like, save me, save me. And the lifeguard wants you to relax. Because if you keep fighting, you'll bring him down too. And that's the same in life. When you're drowning, when you're going through a situation, screaming, hollering, fighting, you're not doing anything. Oh, my God, you're always upset. You can't do this. You can't do that. Everything is wrong. You're yelling at the kids. You're yelling at your boss. You don't feel like doing anything. You want to take the day off. You're cussing everybody out. You're going to make everything around you go down the drain. Everybody else is going to drown around you because you're fighting. Don't panic. Relax. You know the drill. You've been through this before. You're old enough. This is life. This is what's going to happen. You can't stop it, so you go with the flow. They even say if you ever get in a car accident, if your car ever, you get into like your wheels lock, or anybody who's experienced black ice before and you lose control of the car, they say do not slam on the brakes and fight the car. You take your foot off the accelerator and go with the car. Turn the wheel whichever way the car is going. Relax. If you slam on the brakes and you try to stop it, you can flip the car and cause more damage than it could happen. Take your foot off the accelerator in life. Don't even pump the brakes. Just take your foot off the accelerator and go with the flow. Some of you guys are so stressed out because you're fighting it. Another fact when it comes to car accidents, a lot of people, you know, I'm against drunk driving, don't ever drive under the influence of alcohol, and it's a shame that most time when people get into those accidents, it's the other party that dies or has the most damage because an alcoholic's body is so loose. When they get into the car accident, they get bumped around, they get thrown around, but they go with the flow of the car. They're not resisting. So they have less damage to their body. When the other person who is sober, fully aware of what's going on, they resist. They lock their body up, and they're going against the car. That's what happens in life. You have to take your foot off the accelerator. Go with the flow. Those of you who are going through stress, it's simple. And you have to say, well, that's easier said than done. I've said it before. It's easier done than said. It's time out for doing all the talking. You've been talking about it so much. Well, if this happened, I would have did this. If that happened, I would have did that. If that didn't happen, I would have did this in life. If she would have did that, then I wouldn't be here. If he didn't do that, I wouldn't be there. Stop the talking and start doing. It's easier done than said. It's easier to do it than sit back and talk about it over and over and over again. If you're sick of the situations you're going through in life, you stand up and make the necessary adjustments. You make the choice. quit being a thermometer. Be a thermostat in life. Those of you who are new to the show and you don't know what that means, a thermometer reacts to the atmosphere. If it's hot, it goes up. If it's cold, it goes down. If you're on Facebook, somebody say something, you get upset. Somebody don't do something, you want to argue. You want to fight. If this way goes this way goes that way. Your emotion goes up, your emotions go down. You're a thermometer. You react to every situation in life. You have no control over your life. You have no control over your emotions, and you're wondering why your children are crazy. You're wondering why your spouse is crazy. You're wondering why your household is the way that it is. It's because you all are thermometers. You're reactive. Be proactive. Be a thermostat. A thermostat is the one that sets the tone, sets the temperature. It's on the wall. It doesn't yell. Most of the time it's the same color as the wall, and you'll miss it if you don't pay attention. You don't have to scream and yell and be loud and carry on. You be quiet. You sit back and you set the tone, set the atmosphere. That's how you're going to make it in life. It took a long time for me to understand it, and now that I even understand it, it's still taking a while for me to get it into habit and practice it. When you find out the right thing to do, it's not going to be a switch that's flipped and everything's going to be okay. You have to develop a habit. And most of us know it takes at least 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. And sometimes, just like the Miss J Challenge, you might have to do it 21 times in one day. For 21 days in order for it to become a natural routine for you to be a thermometer, not be reactive, to start doing and not talking. I want the real in life. I want the things that's going to get me to where I'm supposed to be. I want the greater things at life. I don't want all the fluff. I don't want all the excuses. I don't want to listen to other people who have not made it, who are not on the right path, who are stuck in the way they've been and the way that they are, and they're not looking to be better. I want the real, and you deserve it too. So let's get back into some music. Right after that, we'll have the ever-so-popular Mid-J area code check-in. To those of you who are listening on your computer, while this song is playing and we jamming, go ahead and call in. 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening to the show, go ahead and tell your folks to tune in right now. 714-816-4743. I'm going to play my boy Kirk Franklin, and y'all know one of my favorite singers, Molly Music, is called Give Me That, right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life, let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And mercy starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Fill my miracle water. Burnt cloth for money and fame. Everybody got a title,
uh-oh,
but do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give
Right here. Y'all know I love that. Right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Give me that. I want all that good stuff. I don't want the fluff. I don't want the fake. I've been through too much hell. I've been through too many issues. I've been there, done that. I've done that already. I don't want all the fake stuff. I want the real stuff in life. I want you to come straight at me, tell me exactly what it's going to be. And a lot of times that don't happen in life. A lot of times you get all the fake stuff, but it's not their fault. Your situation is that you accepted it. Nothing can happen without you accepting it. Those of you who are super Christians, the devil can't do anything without God's permission. So quit giving him all the praise. Yeah, I said it. The devil cannot do anything. Nothing can happen without God allowing it to happen. Now, let's get this understood. God doesn't make certain things happen. He doesn't take certain things from you. But when you get in the way and you're trying to do things, you're trying to run your life, he'll step out of the way. He's a gentleman. He said, okay, well, you want to handle it, you want to do it your way, then go ahead and do it. A lot of times we pray to God and we sit there and we have a whole big old plan. Well, God, I want you to do this. I want it to happen this way on this date. I want it to happen this time at this rate because this is what I'm going to do and this is what I'm going to do. And God said, well, I can't do that for you then. I can't give you the house that you're fighting for. I can't give you the car that you're fighting for. I can't give you the job that you want or the relationship you want because you have all these stipulations on it. Your prayer should be, God, I know that you want the best for me because your word says, and quote scripture, tell him what he said. Tell him about his promises and say, I want your perfect will for my life, not your permissive will. Because your word says, if I delight myself in you, meaning adopt your heart and adopt your mind, then you will give me the desires of my heart, the things that are best for me. If you love a cheerful giver, so I should give more, cheerfully. Those are the things that make a difference. All that snotting and crying, Lord, I'm about to lose my car. Oh, my God, my car is about to get repoed. Why would God allow my car to get repoed? God did not allow your car to get repoed. You didn't pay your car note. You mismanaged your money. You got a car with no income. You got a car with barely enough income, so you couldn't save. You had a situation to pop up, and you spent all your money. You have no savings. You lost your job. God did not allow you to lose your car. That was your situation because of the choices he allowed you to make. He gave you the choice. I lost my house. I don't want to lose my house. How can he allow me to lose my house? No, it's not that you lost your house. It's that you're sitting there with big screen TVs and all this furniture in there trying to impress people and can't afford your rent or can't afford your mortgage. That's the issue in life. A lot of situations happen because of your choices. The choices is what he allows you to make, not the situation. The situation happens because of what you have done. See, y'all done got me going, and we're about to miss the Ms. J area code check-in. Well, let me go ahead and get through it real quick because we got to go. It's the end of the show. I know. Excuse me, it's the midday area code check-in. I'm going to hurry up and get it in because I want to give everybody a shout-out. And then we're going to go ahead and play the song and get on out. So, shout-out to everybody who's calling in right now. Here we go, 209-501-770-916-403-678-716-513-313-408-461-602-232. I got you all the way at the end. We're so blessed, and I'm blessed to have all of you, so make sure you keep it locked. Ms. J in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/ Ms. J Productions. Make sure you log on to the website, MsJProductions.com. And y'all know I'm going to go out with my favorite song. Here's my girl, Jill Scott. We so blessed. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you each and every morning. Mwah.
The night, understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me, I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy, I love the studio, but I love them all, let me give you what I got, so, I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes, I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Blessed, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the show. yeah.